If the HOV lane is constructed, the advantages would include a decrease in commute time, a staged approach to future mass transit, and a decrease in emissions, says the DOT's Sandra Jobson.
One of the reasons that we still have the high occupancy vehicle lane is because we believe that that could, in the future, go to bus rapid transit.
The disadvantages would be that it costs more than a general use third lane and requires widening at interchanges for access to and from HOV lanes. The project cost range is $800 million to $3 billion. For WAMC in the Hudson Valley, I'm Hank Gross.